The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, they're revealing the college football playoff rankings as we speak.
Washington State, the Cougs, up at 18.
Yep.
Go Cougs. You have no path to the playoff, but it's cool to see you up there.
Why do you always have to say that? Why can't you just say they're 18th?
I'm just being real.
You always try to tear them down.
That's not tearing them down. That's a hell of a year. Look, you know, look at what happened to Oregon State this year. That's been a rough go, and Washington State is kind of getting slept on. Washington State's having a great year. It's just it sucks that there is literally zero path for them to get to the playoff, and that stinks.
Well, my.
Man, if they would have been in a Mountain West sort of thing, then, you know, we could have seen, I guess they lost to Boise, so, but... You know, they at least would have been in the conversation.
Best win?
Washington State?
Yeah.
God, I know they beat UW, although that's not...
At the time, I would have said UW.
Yeah.
Looks like they beat Texas Tech.
Yeah, they beat Texas Tech, but again, Texas Tech, I think, is now sub-500.
Portland State.
There may not be a real quality win.
And Genty demolished them.
Yeah, Boise State kicked the hell out of them. They beat Fresno State, Hawaii, San Diego State. There's not.
They got to play Oregon State still. Hey, what's going on with the Beavs?
Well, injuries and Gilbranson, and it's
Gilbranson sucks?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's bad.
He threw one of the worst pick sixes that I've ever seen last weekend.
It's really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Worse than Flacco's?
It's rough. And again, they were decimated by injuries on defense, and it's just been a real spiral and a challenge. I mean, they've lost what, four in a row. Cal took them behind the woodshed. I mean, the Cal beatdown was one of the worst things that I've seen. I mean, it's 44-7. And to be honest with you, it wasn't that close. They were 1 of 12 on third down. And I want to say Cal threw for what 364 on him? Mm. And Oregon State only ran the ball for 60 yards, which was supposed to kind of be their calling card. And it's just been a rough year.
You see who the first team out is this week?
I did not.
Georgia.
Oh, look at that.
Not in the field.
Yeah. What an idiot.
And that's tough because there may not be a path for them to make it up unless they find a way to get into the SEC title game.
Yeah. I mean, just stupid.
Ole Miss jumped in there at 11.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean,
exciting time.
Ole Miss handled them. Do we know who has the inside track right now to be in the SEC title game?
I don't know that we know that. There's too many. They're
variables.
All bunched up. I will say, having watched the Ole Miss Georgia game, mm-hmm. Ole Miss, that was a legit win, dude. They punished them.
Yeah.
And Lane Kiffin said, because the big knock on Ole Miss has been that they just weren't as good in the trenches.
And Lane specifically never wins those games against top teams.
And he said, we set out to win this game mm-hmm. after getting our ass kicked by them last year. We brought in transfers for this game.
Yeah. Dude, their D-line.
And dude, it was legit. I would say that the reason I bring that up, and we'll see where the rankings lay out here, and of course there's a long way to go, Ole Miss might be on the list of teams Oregon doesn't want to play.
Yes, because like they shouldn't have lost to Kentucky. They lost by, basically, they are two plays away from being undefeated, and I am with you. That Ole Miss D-line, it was at number, they've got this number four, it's like Perkins or something. He's like 210 pounds.
Dude.
They move him all over the board. Oh, my God.
Carson Beck had no chance.
They could not block him to save their life.
What are the
I am with you. If I'm Oregon, and you're saying what team do you want to avoid, I'm with you. I don't know if I want to play that Ole Miss defensive
Because then on
front.
Offense, they got Jackson Dart, who's really good. Around.
Yeah, one of the new metrics, well, I don't know about new, but metrics that analysts seem to really like these days is havoc.
Yes.
And Ole Miss, far and away, the number one team in defensive havoc at the line.
I just was really, really impressed. Up front, Georgia, you're right. Georgia had no chance to block them.
And when's the last time you said that about Georgia?
Yeah. It was a different
Kirby
animal.
Even after the game was like, well, yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's the old
got out coach, got out played.
If you can't block and when you don't have to bring pressure, but you can just rush four and you can affect teams like that.
Yeah, there's nothing they can
do. There's really nothing you can do.
Especially when Beck's throwing it all over the place.
Yeah, and that's like what Ohio State tried to do against Oregon, and they couldn't. You know, it's like you either commit guys to the run and give up on the back end, or you play coverage and you rely on your front four to get there, and they couldn't. And I think Ole Miss might be able to get there with four because that D-line was hunting.
I'm trying to figure out that whole tie-breaking title game scenario, and my head is spinning.
I have no idea.
SEC?
Yeah, there's so many scenarios, and basically once you go through all the tiebreakers just for the first-place team, then you got to go back and start over again for the second-place team, so the team that came in second in the first tiebreaker might not be the obvious. It's a whole thing.
Well, because Tennessee, A&M, and Texas are all one-loss teams.
Right.
In conference, but like Tennessee still has to play Bama, A&M still has to play Texas.
Texas still has to play Arkansas, Kentucky, and A&M.
Yeah, so like things can change, but as of right now, Tennessee, A&M, and Texas are all one loss, and then you get down to the two loss teams, which is Georgia, Ole Miss, Bama, Missouri,
LSU, and
LSU.
Missouri. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going
to
be...
Well, there's a long way to go. But BYU jumps to the 3 seed this week. Miami, they still have Miami winning the ACC, and they've got them as the 4.
We just rolled, brother.
And if you're Miami, even though that loss stung, you win the ACC, which was your real only path in anyways, and you'll be fine.
Well, the one thing Oregon fans always take note of each week, or at least I do for them, is the 8-9 matchup, because they are going to be the 1 seed.
Yeah.
The 8-9 matchup is back to being Notre Dame v. Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that scares you at all.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably
because
not.
Alabama, Ohio State, and Ole Miss are going to be in the other 3 games.
Yeah. I would tell you this as a BYU guy, I don't want the 3 seed. I want the 4.
Oh, yeah, because you want to play the 5-12. Well, no, because then you're going to have to play Ohio State.
I don't. In the opener there, if you're the 4 seed, you're going to get Boise. And if you're like BYU at 3 right now, you'd get Ole Miss. And I'll take Boise over Ole Miss. I don't want that.
They would get a bye.
No, first four, you get a bye. So what you're going to get, though, is the winner of...
Yeah, yes. Boise is not going to win their first game because it's likely going to be
Ohio
State.
You'll get the winner of like the 6-11 or something like that?
That's true.
So six is Penn State Ole Miss. That's who you'd get the winner of right now.
Yeah.
And that's not great.
Because that probably means you're getting Ole Miss.
Right. So which would you rather have, Penn State v. Ole Miss winner or Ohio State v. Boise State winner?
Yeah, it's a valid point. I forgot about the bye.
I mean, it sounds like you're getting Ole Miss or Ohio State. Neither one of those is great.
Can I just be honest? It's going to be so awesome that BYU hopefully makes the playoff. I know what's happening.
You guys are toast.
I know what's going to go down. I just want to say, right now, I have no illusions of grandeur. I have a real good feeling. I don't know if you watched any of the Utah game. We could not block Utah's front, and I don't want to see what Ole Miss's front would do to us. So, you know.
How about Texas against the winner of Alabama and Indiana?
Yeah, let's go.
How about that?
And we've already seen, we saw
Bama, Texas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we saw Bama, Texas, right?
And yeah,
Texas got them pretty good. So, yeah, we'll get a little rematch. And the committee has said they do not care about matchups. They are not going to do any slotting when it comes to preventing, it's like in the NCAA basketball tournament, they try to avoid that. The College Football Committee has said they're not going to take that into consideration. If we get rematches in conference or regular season games, doesn't matter. And I couldn't agree
more. And by the
way,
we did not see Texas, Alabama. That was last year.
That was last year?
Yeah.
What was the big?
Alabama.
Alabama played Wisconsin. And then who did Texas play? Texas had
Georgia.
That's what it was. It was Texas, Georgia. That's what we're thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, so Ohio State is the 5 playing Boise State. Winner gets Miami. God, look at Ohio State's road. Boise State and then Miami. Really?
If it sits out that way.
You could do a lot worse than being the 5 seed. Like the top, like even if, let's say Oregon were to not win the Big Ten championship game and you fall to a 5 spot, that's a good spot to be.
Well, you know who's going to be sitting there. If you don't win the Big Ten and you fall to the 5, they're going to play Boise State again.
Yeah. I think they probably will.
Because Boise State's not going to be higher than 12, are they?
No. No. Boise State will be sitting there. They will be the 12.
So right now they've got 4 Big Ten, 4 SEC, 1 ACC, 1 Big 12.
Yeah. I have I know it won't matter.
And then Notre Dame.
But I would love to see Boise lose one more game.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because it could possibly open the door for Army.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And dude, as a Ducks fan, I would love to see Army in the 5-12 matchup.
That would be so cool.
I know. But the fact that if you got, and I'm a Navy guy, right? Army,
but
Navy,
just to get a service academy
I'm
in
a Navy
would be
guy,
awesome.
But I root for Army and Air Force whenever they're not playing Navy. I just think it would be stinking amazing in the first year of the playoff if you got West Point, if you got the Cadets rolling in there, and I know they're going to lose by 1,000.
But it's still that declaration that anyone can get in, even the service academies.
Yes. It would be freaking awesome if the Black Knights found a way in. And I'm looking, they've got, well, they're going to get their ass kicked by Notre Dame this week. But they got Notre Dame, Texas San Antonio, and Navy. So they're not going to go undefeated, but like if their only loss was Notre Dame and if they kept it competitive and Boise stubs their toe one more time, it's still not inconceivable to think that Army could find their way in, which would be freaking amazing. And they got like a really good quarterback this year. It's not like, you know, that Army is just a pile. They've got
Bryson Daly is his name.
Yeah, Daly, who's having a really nice year for them.
All right. Well, there are your college football playoff rankings for the week. Oregon is number 1, as expected.
Yeah.
And they would play the winner of Notre Dame, Tennessee.
Still unanimous, I'm assuming.
If it ended today.
For the Duckies.
So the second round games would be, or the quarterfinal games would be likely Ohio State, Miami. Mm-hmm. Oregon, Tennessee?
Well, Suk, how would you handicap that? Tennessee, Notre Dame, who wins that and who would you rather see as Oregon?
Tennessee scares me because their offense, but I guess their quarterback is healthy.
Yeah.
Their offense isn't any good.
Their offense isn't any good, but they play.
Why do they scare you?
Because they play really, really good defense.
Well, you made it sound like their offense is what scares
you. Oh, no, 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 no. They are, they play really good defense. Their defense is nasty. If you think Ole Miss's front's good, wait till you see Tennessee.
So who would you rather play, Notre Dame or Tennessee?
I think I'd still rather play Notre Dame.
Okay. So then we'll go Oregon, Notre Dame, or Tennessee. Then you have Ole Miss, BYU.
Yeah, you don't want. Yeah.
And then you have Texas, Alabama, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
Unless Indiana.
If they get it together, you know who has got the potential to win this whole stupid thing, if they figure it out, is Alabama. If they just keep getting better, they've got the bones of that thing. That may be the one that if they find a way to get in, and as a two-loss SEC team, whether they win the national title or not, Caleb DeBoer, that thing is, I think they're figuring some stuff out. I'm not certain that I want to play Alabama. They may be a squad that I, because Milroe's ability, he throws one of the better deep balls in college football. And when they finally just do, like, screw it, dude, just run.
A really good running quarterback who can also pass in college football is, I think, the hardest thing for a college defense
to
defend.
For the longest time, I don't know why, they were trying to do the whole, no, you're a pocket quarterback. I love that they finally have just reached the point of, hey, dumbass, like, we're done with this. I understand you're trying to prove a point here. No, run. Just run. And he's the best, he's arguably the second best running back in college football behind Genty. Let him run.
Well, I will be rooting against that.
Yeah.
We cannot have Alabama winning a championship in the first year that Saban is gone. That would not
especially
be,
as a potential double-digit seed.
Yeah, not happy about that.
Yeah.
So I'll be rooting against them. I'm going to have, that's going to make me root for Texas.
My sneaky underdog, if it's, if I had to pick someone, I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't mind seeing the Lane Train win one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Make a run.
What an exciting time.
Ole Miss and
Lanning v. Lane in the final.
I'd watch that. Check that out. Plus, I like when Ole Miss wears the baby blues. It's a good look.
Well, they were saying Jackson Dart's plus 2,000 still to win the Heisman.
Is he?
Yeah. And that's probably because he just doesn't have any major showcase games left, but he's making a surge.
Yeah.
Dude, guy's good.
As long as they don't screw this up, Dylan Gabriel's going to win a Heisman.
You think so?
Yeah.
Right now, Hunter's like plus 120. He's almost even money.
Yeah, Hunter's the guy.
And then Gabriel's behind him at like plus 320.
But, yeah, Travis Hunter's going to be tough. If especially if they go to the Big 12 title game.
Do you think it matters if they lose again?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Because I kind of feel like that doesn't really, for his case specifically, it doesn't matter that much because he does so much. Like,
he played, did you see last week, did you see his snap count?
I mean, usually it's like over 100.
Penalties included, because, you know, penalties don't count as official snaps.
Right.
But I believe with penalties included, I'm going to double check this, but I believe, take a guess.
How many snaps?
How many snaps?
Did he get over 100?
I bet it's,
he got over 100.
I'm going to say 120.
14.
183.
Oh, what? My God.
Yeah, I was listening. I'm going to double check that number, but I was listening to Joe Klatt was talking about it, and I was like,
how's that even?
And that's why I don't know that it matters if they win or lose again. Like, as long as he just keeps playing and playing like that.
I was like, what? Come again? 183 snaps? He is going to more than likely be a finalist for the Biletnikoff and the Thorpe. Like, it's one thing to play both. He should be a finalist for both of those awards. I mean, if you're being smart as a voter, even if they lose three, but I think if they lose another one and Gabriel keeps doing this, I still think it's going to be him, but Travis Hunter is making a really, really strong case.
All right. He only took 44 snaps against K-State. I wonder why.
You know what else I learned today?
He got hurt.
He got hurt.
Travis Hunter has a younger brother named Travis Hunter.
Oh.
Who's, I guess, coming into his own in Division II.
What are his Heisman odds?
Not as high, but apparently he's having a breakout year. That's what I saw on the socials.
All right, you guys want to stop talking about this crap?
Sure. Actually, we probably should. We're a little late.
Yeah. It's the Big 12!
We got stuff to get to.
It's Division I football!
To get to.
Maybe it's time to grab a hold of your little stepladders and go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Faking Death News kicks off the club next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.